So good morning, everyone. So first, I have to let you know, in today's presentation, we are not going to have a cool video to show you, but we will do our best to present our journey. And actually, on behalf of the Driver's Health Foundation of the Robinson Institute, and we are going to show you like a journey we take that we work with incredible group of people, nursing professionals in China, that how we work together to create a sustainable health promotion effort. So I have no relationship to disclosure. So today I will start with my talk with giving you an overview of the nursing workforce as well as emerging health challenges in China. Then I will talk about one of the solutions that we came up with to tackle the challenge identified earlier, introduction to problem solving for better health nursing. And then talk about the program result and impact. And specifically, I will talk of one of the success stories and just tell you about how one empowered nurse going through the transformational PSBH process, how she become the leaders in her community to make a change and to make a lasting health promotion effort in her community. At the end, I will then talk about the future direction that we will take and to continue our journey in China. So let's take a look at the nursing workforce in China. And as we all know, like China is a vast country with a population over 1.3 billion. And it has 2.2 million registered nurses, and number of nurses per thousand population is 1.6, and it's relatively 1/6 of that figure in U.S. And it's actually one of the few countries that have fewer nurses than doctors. So as you can anticipate, actually the primary responsibility of a nurse in China is not really to provide direct care, because there are so many things they have to do, and their primary responsibility oftentimes is to fulfill doctor's order. And because of a severe shortage of nurse educator, and there is a dominance of a medical approach in nursing education, and a lot of time, like a nurse, they do not have an opportunity to work closely with patients, and because they were not really taught that in the school. And as a matter of fact, the master education in nursing was not formally established till 1992. One other factor that I want to highlight here is a notion of a nurse practitioner that we are very familiar here in U.S. virtually do not exist yet in China. So looking into all these key factors, key feature of a nursing workforce in China, you can anticipate like although there is a very talented group of people, but they are highly underutilized in China. And meanwhile, actually, like most countries in the world, non-commuter disease become a big threat to the health of people in China. And you can see a very high prevalence of diabetic cancer. And actually, there's a report saying about like 80% of the death attribute to the non-communicable disease. Meanwhile, because of how like a financing system was designed in China, the medical institute, they will not really get paid by providing health promotion and prevention. And those kind of work is still highly undervalued. And for the public, they do not have access to organize a comprehensive health education program, even if they do want to know how to take care of themselves when they have a chronic disease. So with the challenge we talk about here and with the potential of a nurse to provide a health education for the patient is hugely under attack. So we then introduced a problem solving for better health nursing as one of the approach to really trying to empower nurse to assume a more active role in healthcare and really trying to get them promoted to work with other healthcare professional and to improve the health of more people in China. So let me just talk about the problem solving for better health nursing methodology. It originated from the problem solving for better health that was created by Dr. Barry Smith, President, CEO of the Rogerson Institute and the Director of the Health Foundation. And methodology was really created based on the belief that committed individuals can better utilize already available resources to impact a local health issue. And specifically, the PSBHN target nurse as the agent of a change, and we really introduced a five-step process, a simple framework that enabled nurse to lead the problem solving and quality improvement effort. So let's just take a look how that works. You can see we can try to break down into a three major stage. One stage is the workshop training. So usually we provide like 2 to 3 days workshop for the participant. So throughout this process, the participant will learn the PSBH methodology and more importantly, the concept behind the methodology. Like, you know, how to really identify the resource in the community, how to utilize to drive the change in your own community. And it's really action-oriented approach. So after the participants take their training during the workshop, they will then initiate the project and identify the problem they want to solve in their own community and apply that to tackle the local public health problem. So the third stage will be evaluation stage. So that's the stage that participants will come back together and they will share their lesson learned and also receive a feedback from other participants. And it's a process for them to gain the mastery over their action. So when you look into these three major stage, actually is very familiar with the empowerment process we often talk about. It's an empowerment, like we try to increase the capacity of the individual so they can make a better choice and really transform their choice to desired outcome. And in this case, will be like improve the health of the people. So just talk about the program result and impact around the world. Actually, this program has proven itself in 32 countries. And today, like 800 workshops have been launched for over like 60,000 individuals. And together, they have implemented more than 40,000 health promotion projects locally. And specifically in China, the PSBH was first introduced to China in 1989, and since then, a program has been implemented in 21 cities. And we are very honored to partner with one of the most prestigious nursing schools in China, Peking Union Medical College School of Nursing in Beijing, to really mobilize the nurse and improve health through the implementation since 1996. So for PSBHN, it has been applied in 14 cities and engaged more than 6,000 nurses in 4,000 projects. So the project has been applied in 3 different settings. For the community, it really helped enable the nurse who work in the community to coordinate the resource better and to lead the community health improvement effort. And for the nurse who work in the hospital, it helps support their effort to improve the quality of care in the hospital setting. And oftentimes, it will let the policy change. And I will actually talk more about that details in later. And third is that also the project has been implemented in the academic institution. And actually, the 3 nursing schools has incorporated the PSBHN into their nursing curricula. So every year, like a nursing student will actually get this training. And after the training, they will then apply this methodology to solve the problem they identify in the community. So before they become the nurse, they already are exposed to this concept, become more active in taking the lead to transform the health of people. So if we take a look at all those 4,000 PSBHM projects that have been implemented so far, you can see like around like 40% of them have been implemented in community setting, 50% of them have been implemented in the hospital setting, the remaining 10% have been implemented in the academic setting. And if you look into the project that have been implemented in community setting, of 1,600 projects, about like 75% of them actually are designed to promote the health of a resident in the community. So for example, all those nurses, after going through the training, they oftentimes will organize a health education session for the resident with a non-communicable disease. And for the project that have been implemented in the hospital, of the 2,000 projects, and around like 50%, like 1,000 projects, they are designed to ensure the patient safety in the hospital. So for example, like a lot of nurses going through this training, they identify like, you know, they have a very high like infection in the hospital, and oftentimes they found like most of the hospital have not really complying with a good hand washing procedure. So the nurse will identify different approach and really trying to work with other healthcare professional, identifying the root cause of this problem and trying to solve this problem in their own hospital. So it just give you some example in terms of the project that have been implemented in different setting. So let me just talk about one particular success story that I'm going to share with you today. So in China, more than 260 million people they have either already have diabetes or on their way to developing it. It's actually according to the report from New England Journal of Medicine. Although we all know from the literature, self-management, education, and ongoing support are key to a positive outcome, but still, like most Chinese medical institutions, focus on treatment rather than the prevention because that's how they got paid. So here I would just want to show you one example, like how one single nurse, like after going through this empowerment process, she then build up the confidence, then lead a multidisciplinary team of around like 30 healthcare professionals and organize a health promotion and support program for over like 1,500 diabetic patients over 10 years. Meanwhile, she also helped incubate around 100 community health workers to expand the program. So this particular nurse who worked at a tertiary hospital in Fuzhou, is like 1,600 bed tertiary hospital, and around like 60% of outpatient visit actually generated by patients with diabetic. And this nurse, Ms. Lin, she's a head nurse of an endocrinology department, and she identified a problem, like most of the patients seen at her department have a poor blood sugar control. So this is actually a very common problem, but nobody really do anything about it because like, nobody is going to get paid by really trying to organize a promotion or education program for the patient. But Ms. Lin decided to take action. So she organized a really small scale weekly education activity for the patient, around like 150 patients for 8 months. Here's just the result. So as you can see, like after the program, there is an improvement in the participants' knowledge in healthy eating, physical activity. Also, you can see there is a change on the participants' behavior as well. So after the program, actually the participants, they will exercise more regularly and they will remember to monitor their blood glucose sugar on a regular basis. So because of the success of this program, And then actually it has been incorporated into the hospital's community outreach program. So it becomes a hospital-wide initiative, and the hospital will then dedicate its own funding to support this program. So today, it has been running for over 10 years and has benefited about like 1,500 people in the community. Not only that, the program was later selected by the Fujian Provincial Health Bureau as a model diabetes education. They really trying to, so the government actually put down more money to support this program to be replicated in other community of Fujian province. So far, it has incubated around 100 community health workers from 7 different communities in Fujian province. And this Ms. Lin, she not only worked by herself to pull it through, through this process, she knows it's very important to work with professionals from different disciplines. So this multidisciplinary approach later actually adopted by other departments in the same hospital she worked to organize a health education program for people with hypertension and and other kind of disease. Last thing is that because of the success of a program, as you can imagine, a nurse who participate in this program, they feel empowered because they can see the change they have made. And this kind of training methodology then later become a schema adopted by the government. And the hospital actually appointed to organize a national and provincial advanced diabetic management program for nursing professionals. So I just want to, because I don't have enough time, but I want to highlight key success factor. Actually, there are also the key concept that PSBH try to bring to the participant. One is that, as you can see in the picture on your left, is Ms. Lin in the picture. So she actually worked closely with a participant of the program and really trying to engage all those people in identifying their own barrier to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Because PSBH really believe that people who have a health problem are not the problem. We really have to engage in the problem-solving process because they have to be part of a solution in order to make things work for them. The other key concept that PSBH has, and we feel like it's also one of the key success factors, is really trying to challenge participants to think differently about the resource they actually have had. And oftentimes, they overlook the importance of a human resource in trying to work with others. And in this case, Ms. Lin actually has been very clever to work with a professional from different departments and trying to design a different kind of a fun educational program for the participants. So like a cooking contest they put up together and physical activity contest. So we are very grateful to work with a group of wonderful people, and we are committed to bring this work to impact more people. So in terms of future direction, we really want to explore a partnership with international and national professional organizations, really trying to get their support to extend our access to a bigger nursing professional in China. So for example, we will try to work with International Council of Nurses and the Chinese Nurse Association. Also, what we try to do ultimately is really trying to sustain this program. So the program will continue impact more local people. So it's important for us to partner with the local government and the organization as we have been doing that. So other than the individual project that we are going to support locally, we are actually going to get all our a leader from a different region that they can work together to tackle the national healthcare challenge. Lastly, is that what we try to do is really trying to build a community of an empowered nurse. So those nurses that are going through the process, they have a home they can go back and to consult with other nurses in terms of what are the lessons learned when they try to lead a health promotion effort. So what are we going to do to achieve our goal? So currently we have trained around 6,000 nurses, and really what we are aiming for is we would like to train 200,000 nurses in China. And we consider the foundation as a catalyst. So we will work closely with a lead trainer from different regions, and this lead trainer then will work with a new trainer, and they will engage all those nurses from the different region in going through the PSBH process. So this is a multiply effect we talk about here. So you can see that we will organize our training around these six different regions. So our goal is really trying to develop a 200,000 PSBH nurse who are not only the change maker, but also collaborator who can work closely with other healthcare professionals, and together they can lead a grassroots effort that targets national public health goal. And thank you. And we would really like to get your feedback. And at last, I would just like to take some opportunity to acknowledge the people who have been instrumental in the process. So Dr. Barry Smith, Director of a Foundation, and Pamela Hoy Hudson, and she is the Global Nursing Coordinator for the Foundation. Also, most importantly, we are very grateful to have a colleague from China to join us today. She, Jianfeng Liu, she's an Associate Professor from Peking Union Medical College School of Nursing. Thank you very much, and we would like to get any feedback you have on the work we are doing.